So this is how I structured my presentation. First, I'll go quickly through the background of crisis trucking system in Malaysia. Then I'll discuss drivers of SIF from puddle transplant to Brexit rice. Then quickly going through a different version of Brexit rice practice in South Asia. And then I'll share with you the results of our own station and on farm studies. And finally, based on our experience, I'll discuss some of the factors which are crucial for the success of this technology. And then I'll conclude. So rice with cropping system in South Asia is practiced on about 13.5 million hectares, and it is practiced in this shaded region, which is known as Indo-Gangetic Plain. Both rice and wheat are grown in a single calendar year, rice in the summer monsoon season and wheat in winter dry season. Because of large area, and this area is highly fertile and well irrigated, so this cropping system is very crucial for the food security in the region. But in recent years, the sustainability of the system is at risk because of the following factors. The yield of both rice and wheat either stagnated or kind of declining trend. Also, the production cost has gone up because of increasing cost, and therefore the profitability has gone down. Both water and labor scarcity is going on, and natural resources are degrading, especially soil. So the challenge we are facing is to produce more with less, less water, labor, chemicals, land, and also to maintain soil health. So in South Asia, rice is mainly grown by this puddle transplant system, which consists of three major operations: puddling, transplanting, and control flooding. Puddling is a wet harvest and requires a large amount of water. So in this practice, field is pounded with water, and then it's tilled making shallow hard pan at shallow depth to reduce the percolation losses. So this is how soil looks like after puddling, which is obviously not good for soil structure and has some adverse effect on the succeeding non-rice crops, especially wheat. You can see how much labor intensive transplanting process is, how many labors are involved, and it's very tedious and a lot of drudgery is involved. Mostly this operation is done by women, so it's back problem just coming up in rural areas. Control flooding requires a large amount of water, and I think in future we cannot afford to use the same amount of water in rice as we're using now. So we have to find some alternative to grow rice. And so there's one alternative is to go sifting from puddle transplant to Brexiting of rice. And now in the next couple of slides I will discuss some of the drivers which are forcing us to move to this sift. One obvious driver is increasing scarcity of water. You can see on the left hand side this map, especially this red zone. This is a recent study done by NASA, and what they found in this red zone area, which is northwestern IGP, water table is going at an alarming rate of 1 meter per year. On right hand side, this is an example of one state, Punjab in India, where the water table on y-axis this time is going down. Between 73 to 2001, it was going down at 20 centimeters per year, but in recent years, from 2001 to 2005, it's going even much alarming rate of 3 meters per year. And it is because of mainly more pumping of water, groundwater, and using for irrigation, especially for paddy. And you can see how many pumps has gone up this time, especially in India. Another driver is increasing scarcity of labor. You can see labor forces, agricultural labor forces of total population is going down with time. Example of Bangladesh from 45% to 25%. Similarly in India also is going from 35 to 25%. And because of increasing labor scarcity, wages have gone up. And giving one example, you know, this labor requirement at critical stage, especially the transplanting cost has gone up just in one single year from $32 to $53. In some cases, farmers paid up to $80 per hectare. Going quickly through different versions of Brexit rice. Well, Brexit rice has been divided into major three categories. One is wet Brexit rice. Still, in this system, field is puddled, and then either it is broadcasted or line sowing using drum seeder. Second category is dry DSR. In this case, puddling is avoided, so no puddling, and then rice is either broadcasted or is drill seeded after dry tillage, or even without zero, without tillage, or on raised beds. Third category is water seeding, which is not practiced in South Asia, but is more practiced in United States, Australia, and in Southeast Asia. So quickly going through the results of our own station and own farm studies we are doing from last many years in South Asia. This is the results of own station studies, and what we have presented here is of different countries, Bangladesh, India, Nepal, and these are long-term studies mostly, and some are short-term also. And the result we presented here is change from transplanted rice. So it's basically different version of directed rice minus transplanted rice. So if it is zero, meaning there's no difference in transplanted versus directed rice. If it is negative, meaning lower than transplanted rice. If it is positive, it's higher. So if you look at the yield, so except wet directed rice, which is directed rice, all dry directed rice, there was yield penalty. And it was more worse in case of beds, and it was better in under zero till and dry BSR. In terms of water saving, in all cases, there was water saving. Herbicide cost was increased because of more weed pressure under directed rice conditions. And except wet DSR, there was lower income also, but it was not that bad in case of zero till DSR, and it was a little worse in bad because of more yield penalty. These are results of on-farm studies, and so we have 5 sites. Karnal and Mozimpuram are in western IGP, and Malia, Nepal, Bangladesh is in eastern IGP. And this first part, which is green, is representing transplanted rice, farmer practice. And the rest bars are representing different version of directed rice. So in case of northwestern IGP, the performance of DSR was either similar or slightly lower yield of about 6%. In case of eastern IGP, yield of directed rice was either similar or slightly higher, ranging from 12 to 22%. This is kind of combining everything of all the three countries' data set and about 223 on-farm trials of 4 sites from 3 seasons. And this is again, the data is presented in terms of change from farmer practice. So same thing, if it is zero, it's no difference. If it is positive, higher, negative, mean lower. In terms of yield, there was no difference in yield. The income was increased by $34. Labor saving about 17 days per acre, and there was water saving also about 20 millimeter, and herbicide cost was increased by $12. This is another study we are doing. We are working with PepsiCo, and these studies were done at 10 locations in Punjab. And these studies were done at large farm fields, so about 1 acre of transplanted rice, 1 acre of directed rice, and the water use and labor use and energy use was compared. If you look at the results, water use on y-axis, and this is the DSR, this is transplanted rice, so about 27% water saving in DSR compared to transplanted rice. In terms of labor, 52% labor saving. So based on our experience, what we have found that these 4 are very important for the success of this technology. And one is this precise land leveling. It improves crop transplant method, and it also improves the input use efficiency. Second important factor is, I think, establishment is very important. In most of cases, the failure of directed rice is because of poor establishment. And third is precise water management, especially this variable changing weather pattern and rainfall pattern. It's very important to manage water. And also assured irrigation is key for making this technology successful. And last, if we have all the 3, then weed management is become the crucial, because weed management is the key to make this technology successful. Yes, we do have technology for precise land leveling, and this technology is available in South Asia, and it is going on a large scale. This is a great example of a partnership between researchers, farmers, and manufacturers, improvement in crop storage machinery. We started with this machine, which is a simple machine with fluted roller, where there was no control of much control on seed rate, because the seed was flowing continuously. and we started with 65 kg per hectare seed rate. With the improvement, we developed this new machine with precise seed meeting system, inclined plate, cup tie, and roller tie, where you can maintain seed spacing and you can maintain the depth, and we have reduced the seed rate to 20 kg per hectare. The target is even go below 20 and up to 15 kg per hectare. So with this new machine, we can optimize seed rate, optimize crop establishment also. So we do have technology for these two things. Precise bud management is still an issue because there's need to develop a protocol, when to irrigate, how to irrigate, and stuff like that. And the weed management is still an issue. We have made quite a progress in the area of weed management, but what we have to do is, like, and way to go is integrate the crop. So we have to package all the technologies and to go with the farmers with the complete package in an integrated way. Because we have done a lot of work on seed bed, and we have found that 53% weed density can be reduced, mulching can reduce up to 42%. Competitive cultivar, basmati type are more effective in dispersing weed than non-basmati type. From last many years of evaluation, we have found that bisphenobec, pinoxidum, toxisulfuron, pinoxaprop, these are new chemicals which are doing great job under direct sprayed condition. So what is needed is integrated approach. So let me summarize here. Based on the scenario of water and labor, believe me or not, this technology is needed today. Still, this technology has the potential to replace transplant rice because the yield can be achieved equal or higher. But still, challenges remain water management, weed management, a lot of progress has been made in weed management also, and cultivar development, which even I have not touched upon in today's presentation. But the cultivar we're using today are mostly bred for transplanted rice, and there's need of a new cultivar which can perform better under direct rice conditions. And by doing that, we even can improve overall performance of this technology. Thank you.